So we want to move on to the next paper and really get into the issue. Hopefully Oliver will be able to sort of simplify it. And I thought, Oliver, you could take a shot at maybe talking about some of the newer agents, enzalutamide, abiraterone, and particularly orterinol, in terms of how they work and sort of what is the sort of key pathways involved in these agents.
Well, you know, I want to kind of keep it straightforward. And when we kind of look at a top line, there are two ways we can inhibit the androgen axis. Number one is we can inhibit the synthesis of the androgens, or we can block their effects at the androgen receptor. Now, as you delve into the mechanism, it turns out you can get a lot more detailed. And something like the abiraterone or orterinols really inhibit that kind of final step, if you will, in the synthesis of androgens, but unfortunately have a bystander effect as well on other enzymes that can inhibit glucocorticoid synthesis. So you end up having to understand the pathways a little more detail, but the bottom line is that the androgen synthesis inhibitors, abiraterone and orterinol, and there'll be others along the way, that inhibit the access of androgens like testosterone and DHT to the androgen receptor.